Bill Schaubs volunteers his time at Watson's Mill in Ottawa, Ontario. The old mill is powered by water. The water turns two huge millstones that cut grain into flour. A few years ago, Schaubs learned how to maintain the millstones. He's about to put those lessons to the test on one-ton wheels that are nearly 5 feet in diameter.
Well, here are your beauties.
They are, absolutely. 1860s beauties, if you will.
These date all the way back to then?
Yes, ma'am, they do.
Millstones have something in common with car tires. Their tread eventually wears down. These wheels need to be dressed. Someone has to grind off encrusted flour and rechip the many grooves and surfaces using hammer-sized picks.
Anyways, I'm going to give this a whirl.
It's not a trait you find in the yellow pages. Bill Schaubs grew up on a farm. He still keeps some of his family's land in production. But he spent a lot of his career helping build things for NASA. He thinks it's important to know many skills, old or new.
Yes, keep the technology. It's great. I love it too. Okay, but we need to still keep our feet on the ground and be realistic about everything.
Schaubs says one reason to keep these traditional mills running is because of the kind of bread you can make from them. These days, flour is typically milled in modern factories using high-speed metal rollers. A place like Watson's Mill can't possibly match those for volume or price. But stone-ground flour is a specialty product. It isn't always found at your nearby supermarket. The high-fiber, whole grain is cut, not crushed, by the stone's sharp grooves. The process preserves wheat's natural oils and nutrients. Larry Ellis is a big fan of bread made from this flour.
I get at least one loaf every week. Looks like it came out of your mother's oven sort of thing, you know?
Besides promoting things like flavor and nutrition, Bill Schaub says there's also a sort of insurance factor.
This grist mill here is completely water-powered, so if all else fails, we can always mill flour.
To keep the millstones in good shape, Schaub's had to learn from the experts. He came here, to Upper Canada Village, an 1860s-era heritage park with its own grist mill. Liam Carson works at the park. He says maintaining many different skills is important because society doesn't always know when they might be needed.
If you can find a way of doing things that's better, it doesn't matter if it's high-tech or low-tech, it doesn't matter if it's now or then, better is better. And the more of these parallel paths you have that still exist, that's a wealth of possibilities that can be accessed.
Back inside Watson's Mill, the freshly dressed millstones are ready to go. This is the test run. Bill Schaubs watches the gold-brown wheat trickle down while checking on the flour as it comes out.
There's still a little bit of tweaking to do, but other than that, I'm happy. Good learning experience, that's for sure.
Sometimes, Schaubs worries that too many skills are getting lost. He'd like to see more people taking the time to pick them up and pass them on. Old or new, he thinks we need them all. For the Environment Report, I'm Lucy Martin.